Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Yeah, we've got a big show for you guys today. Diplo responds to Katy Perry's Sex Olympics ranking, y'all.
Uh-oh.
And somebody's going to win another $500, y'all.
Oh, I hope it's me. I hope it's me.
It ain't. We'll tell you the latest winner of Who's Your Daddy contest, and LA will be joining us a little later. But first, Gary, I hear you've got some huge news.
Yes, 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 baby. Guess what?
What?
Beyonce finally gave birth to a baby. Early this morning, y'all, baby, Beyonce gave birth to her son, Chance Michael Caden, who weighed in at 10 pounds and 9 ounces. Yes!
Wait, what about
that's
the other one?
No.
What about the other baby?
What other baby?
Beyonce's having twins, duh.
No,
what?
Not that Beyonce. Our Beyonce.
Oh, Beyonce Aloysius!
Yes, yay!
You talking about Tonya Clackham?
Yes, honey.
Oh, okay.
I was on the show for two.
Good morning. Okay. Wednesday.
Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Well, it's being reported, y'all, that the other Beyonce might actually be in labor.
Really?
Well, y'all, multiple sources are reporting that Beyonce is in labor because there's a significant amount of security at UCLA Hospital, and an anonymous tipster who works at UCLA claims Beyonce and her team showed up to the hospital, mm-hmm. and they're in the process of shutting down the whole entire fifth floor.
Okay, oh.
Okay. She also said that they're moving patients to a whole nother building.
Girl, they doing that again.
Yes.
They have to.
No, they don't have
no,
to.
They have to protect everything.
People will sneak on that floor, and if one of those babies comes up missing, it's going to be a problem.
Also, she had UCLA. I thought she said, see the sign. I'm going to tell my friend, because she had the wrong hospital.
Oh, Lord. Don't you send your friends over there.
She working. My friend worked at Cedar. Oh, hell.
Now, the thing is, at the time that we're doing this story, she hasn't had the twins yet, but that could change by the time this airs. So, either way, good luck, y'all.
And this is airing today on Wednesday?
Yeah.
You wanted to have them on Thursday.
If she has her babies on Thursday, I think I'm psychic. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, well,
I told y'all I had a dream, and it was that, and she told me, I was like, when are you having the babies? She said, I'm having them on Thursday. So if she has them on Thursday, y'all need to, you know, trust everything I say from this point on.
You going to be the took Miss Cleo's, honey, all her intuition.
Exactly. Uh-huh. I'm wearing my damn head wrap every day.
Oh, hell.
Every day.
Call me now for your free read.
Better make Porsche's little dream come true. And speaking of dreams come true, Kevin Durant, man, after the final buzzer sounded Monday night with the Golden State Warriors winning the NBA championship, Kevin Durant shared an emotional moment with his mother right before receiving the finals MVP award. Well, Kevin Hart recently went on Instagram to congratulate KD on his first title, and of course, he told him about the post-game footage with his mom.
You still getting your ass whipped by your mama. I saw the way your mom gripped you up on that court. Mama Durant is still whooping your ass. She said, look at me. Boy, look at boy. And she bit her lip like this. Your mama was about to spank your ass. You still getting spankings. I know you getting spankings. I recognize when a getting whooped. I love you, man. Congrats. Mama Durant, nothing but love for you, too. But I know you still whooping his ass.
But he's right about Kevin's mom. She looked like the type of mama, if she see you from afar and she just give you the eye,
you straighten up.
You can just get on, you tighten up, and you get it together.
Kevin just a hater, honey. And that's his namesake, Kevin. So.
So you saying all Kevin?
Why would he hate on his namesake, though? That's
awesome. No, he hate because he want to be the only Kevin that's popular and that's going to resonate.
Nate don't read so deep in that 2-second happy clip.
Oh, no, Gary.
The happiest
hey, everybody,
clip.
It's time for
Tattoo or Tattoo.
Now, Diddy y'all just Instagrammed the latest addition to his collection of body art.
Oh, wow.
Is that real, guys?
It looks real.
There's just the detail on that little piece.
Now, the tattoo image that depicts the Madonna and child clothed in ornate robe with large crowns upon their head and angels on their side. That is fabulous. Okay, everybody, y'all, so is that a tattoo or a tattoo? Portia? Yeah.
Now, that's the best damn tattoo. Ooh. That I
Well, all right, y'all, it's that magical time in the show where we tear down the walls and invite the L.A. crew to the show. Heidi, Frank, Eric, and special guest comedian Heather McDonald. What up, y'all?
Hey, what's up?
Thank you.
You hanging out with us all episode, and we're going to find out what you got going on later on. But for right now, Eric, what's going on with Jamie Foxx and Ed Sheeran?
Oh. Well, it turns out that they were actually roommates.
Wait, are they the same age?
No,
Jamie Foxx is way older, right?
Well, they were kind of roommates. Ed Sheeran was more of a couch surfer. But he did, back in 2010, he did The Foxhole, which is Jamie Foxx's radio show. And evidently, Jamie was so impressed with his talent, he said, why don't you come crash on my couch? I've got a studio at the house. We can jam. And he took him up on the offer.
2010's before Ed ever made it big.
Right, but I live near him.
Who?
Jamie Foxx. I know the house. If he's not there, I know in 2010 exactly the house that he was at. And I think he just wanted to have someone to, like, just, you know, do some easy listening at the pool parties.
Did you ever see Ed Sheeran walking in and out? Or did you just think it was a garden gnome?
So he was on his couch for 6 weeks, right?
He stayed for 6 weeks, and they just spent the entire time jamming and hanging out. And I remember Ed Sheeran's first album. I don't remember Jamie Foxx anywhere on the album. Do you think that kind of offended him?
Like, what if they're not, you know, buddies right now? What if it was like, hey, I was there. I played all those free parties for you during the summer. I got a couple skin cancer marks for you. And I don't feel like you appreciated me. Like, maybe Ed Sheeran's just like, no, I feel I was used.
All right, well, moving on, you guys. Oprah was put on the hot seat about whether or not she'd ever run for president.
I will never run for public office.
Okay, that's a pretty definitive.
That's a pretty definitive thing.
Well, you know what? Good for her. You have all the money in the world, and, like, being the president ages you. Right. Look how, like, young and handsome Barack Obama looked when he got it in, how stressed out he looked when he left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. After 6 weeks, she would look like a character in A Color Purple.
And then what?
Oprah might not be running for president, but it is all about Wonder Woman. Check out this clip that she posted to her Instagram.
So excited, because what? It's Wonder Woman Day at my house. Having a party for 28 10-year-olds. Wonder Woman. Happy Wonder Woman Day.
Isn't Oprah the original Wonder Woman? She's claimed she loves bread. She's the Wonder Woman.
Wah, wah.
Well, what do y'all say we head into the break with a $500 bet? Sound good?
Ooh, yeah.
Well, in honor of Father's Day, which is this Sunday, each day this week through Thursday, we are giving away $500 each day in our competition called Who's Your Daddy? Now, the rules are simple. We show you what it would look like if one of our female hosts and a main celeb got it on and had a baby, and you got to guess who the famous daddy would be. Now, yesterday we showed you what it would look like if the brat had a baby with a famous male, and you guessed it right if you guessed that the baby daddy was Snoop D-O-double-G.
Well, I won then.
You did.
Yeah, I guessed it. Did I win?
You don't get the money, Gary.
Now, you guessed it, but the winner is Christy Brooks.
Congratulations, Christy.
And that's Christy with a K. You just won $500. Congratulations to you. So y'all ready for today's contest?
Yeah, right now.
Fans, get ready. Now, we have our very own Heidi Hamilton. Now, this is the celebrity baby, but you got to choose between the potential fathers.
Oh, my God.
You got Jason Momoa, Vin Diesel, or The Rock.
It's Brad, stop.
They should have also made an optional answer as Jason Bateman in Teen Wolf 2, but... Okay, you guys got your work cut out for you today. Send your answers to dishnation.com/ Who's Your Daddy contest, and we will reveal the answer on tomorrow's show. Good luck to you all.
So, that happened. But anyway, remember yesterday we were talking about how Katy Perry wasn't that impressed with Diplo's sexual abilities in the bedroom. Well,
oh, yeah.
All right. Well, he responded, and we're going to tell you what he said up next. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Y'all, did y'all miss us? Man, we sure did miss you guys.
We sure did.
No, seriously, we did a whole lot. All right, y'all, it's time for It's the Damn Dude. I see you didn't say it, head crack. We gonna
I
get back to
you. I said it low enough for y'all to think he said it.
I said, dude.
Oh, man, you set me up.
I wasn't fooled, though. Anyway, okay. Josh Brolin is trying to get in shape for his upcoming role as Cable in Deadpool 2. And, well, at 49 years old, it looked like he doing a pretty damn good job.
Ooh! The damn dude again? He looks good.
He's getting to it. He looks like an older John Cena. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I always felt like in the gym, older guys' bodies were more cut than the younger men anyway. Yeah. I don't know what that is, that they can get more in shape. I don't know. They more dedicated or what?
Because younger guys abuse their bodies because they're running women half of the time doing drugs, drinking, and all that. Older men,
is that what young men doing?
So, hey, Crack, you here for another Deadpool?
I mean, you know, just on the strength of him playing Cable, like, because if you know anything about, like, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, he's like a time-traveling dude who kicks a lot of ass. Josh Brolin is perfect for this role. And if it's even half as good as the first Deadpool, I'm totally here for
it. Did you say the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Yeah. You're such a nerd.
Comic book nerd.
Right. Comic book cinematic universe, if you know anything.
The world with comic book nerd and Marvel.
I instantly got dry. Woo, you know how to talk to a woman, don't you?
Like a drink?
No, thank you. All right, moving on. Earlier this week, we talked about how somehow James Corden was able to get Katy Perry to rank her lovers. I'm talking about her lovers, Diplo, John Mayer, and her most recent boyfriend, Orlando Bloom. When it comes to who's best in bed, she had to rank it down. And this is what she said now. John Mayer was ultimately the best. Okay. Orlando next. He's the most recent. Keep that in mind. And the last, Diplo, was the worst out of the three.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Diplo enough.
I know, right? So here's the big story. Diplo has responded, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
Now, he dated her for a couple months in 2014, but he's responded, put this up on Twitter, y'all, and I know it crushed her whole world.
What did he say?
Woo! He said, I don't even remember having sex.
He pulled the Gerard Butler.
Woo! Okay.
Yes. Yep. Clap it back,
did
boo.
That.
You may have got bronze in that little sex Olympics. Yes. You got gold medal for the clap.
You did dip low enough. Yes, you did.
Anyway, y'all. All right, honey. Now, moving on. Last night was the season 4 premiere of Ricky Smiley For Real, and we all were there on the red carpet, and I just want to say the results are in. They are definitely in, y'all. I had the best red carpet look.
Who said that?
The people said it. I mean,
what people?
I don't think so.
The people who said I had the best look. Did y'all not see me?
They lied.
Stevie Wonder and them.
Right.
Anyway, honey, this is going to be y'all a great season. So, honey, make sure you tune in every Tuesday, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock Central on TV One.
Yay!
All right, y'all, so listen, if you love listening to music like I do and sound quality actually matters like it does to me, check out these fresh eBuds Air Bluetooth magnetized earbuds. They have the highest Bluetooth 4.1 capabilities, bringing you HD crystal clear audio for every song.
Oh, really? And I love crystal clear music, honey, when I'm hearing Ms. Ross, y'all.
Boom. See, you wanted to sound the absolute best. So yes, when you're coming out, the sound could be coming out. So listen, they have the special wing design that helps stay in place while you're getting your workout on. Not to mention it's sweatproof and weatherproof in case you get caught out there in the rain. It gets better, though. You got this new magnetic attraction to keep them together. There's a built-in microphone for answering quick phone calls and quick controls to answer calls and volume control.
Wait a minute. Come on, head crack. Get to the good part. How much should it cost?
Now, you're probably like, Crack, I would easily pay $90 for these.
Mm-hmm.
But what if I told you, for you guys, and our Dish Nation fan, they're only $29.
Oh, what? What?
Oh my gosh.
$29.
Oh, man, I'm buying all my hiking buddies some of these.
I'm going to get all my dancing queens a pair, honey, so we can just dance and party, baby, on the dance floor.
And tap your life away.
Boom.
Just head over to morningsave.com and cop you a pair.
All right, y'all, don't go anywhere because coming up, Bella Thorne talks about why she got off that dissing. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. So you may remember last month when Scott Disick took some time off from partying and drinking in L.A. to go to Cannes to go partying and drinking. Yes, and he was linked to 4 different women romantically while he was there. One of those women, 19-year-old wild child Bella Thorne. Bella revealed that Scott was too much of a party animal, even for her. Here's what she had to say. She says, I don't drink, and he really drinks a lot. I just wasn't down. I was like, I gotta leave. I love to go out and have fun, but I just don't party hardcore like that, and it was way too much for me. I was like, whoa, this is not the way I live my life, bruh.
It makes her in a good light, puts her in a good light, that she was like, that's too much for me.
Yep.
And since then, I'm looking at these photos, she does not have hairy armpits, but if you follow her on Snap, she's letting it grow. So I don't know if after being with Scott Disick, she just was like, I need to just, like, cleanse myself by letting my armpits grow.
Actually, that is her armpit hair. It's blonde.
That is? Okay. Yeah,
it's blonde armpit hair. She's showing it off. The pair also caused some controversy with this picture. To the untrained eye, it looks like Scott is putting his hand on Bella's boob, but that is not the case at all, according to Bella. She says, honestly, my nipple came out of my bikini, and he tried to fix it for me, and it looks like he's grabbing my boob. When's the last time your nipple popped out?
I was with my child in Vegas. He was on my hip, and I had a very low-cut one-piece bathing suit, and I had him on my hip, and I was getting a lot of looks, and I was like, hey, girl, still has it. You know, I still have it. I feel it, and finally this one lady goes, you know, he had pulled my top with full nipple out, and I didn't notice because it's like a little monkey at that age, you know? And then I was like, oh, people aren't, you know, thinking I'm fabulous or recognize me. They're just horrified. And then they're like, why is your baby at, you know, at the rehab at Hard Rock? It's Sunday at 2, and you are a horrible mother. We're calling Child Protective Services.
Well, obviously, it's been fun dishing with you, Heather, talking about the celebrities in Hollywood, but you're a celebrity in Hollywood. What's going on with you in your life?
Well, Heather McDonald, yeah. Who I adore, it's she is going to be at the Irvine Improv this weekend. Yeah. I will be there doing four shows, two Friday, two Saturday, and then on Sunday, my podcast, Juicy Scoop, where we talk about all the juicy scoop that's happening in Hollywood, but also in the real world.
Your podcast is great. I mean, you did Serial Sister and Serial Dater, and those episodes are awesome. Where, Frank, the story about the guys that will scam women and get them to pay.
I have a new girl that's on my show on Thursday that tells a whole story. She dated a guy on and off for 5 years, thought he was divorced, talked about his divorce extensively, married the whole time.
Wishful thinking. That's what that is. We all talk about our divorce in our heads.
Oh, please.
Up next, which hip-hop star is putting the sting in Spelling Bee? Atlanta has all the details.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. Y'all know, honey, how I love a sassy female feud, honey. And right now, the beef between Miss Nicki Minaj and Remy Ma is giving me life, bitch. In your words, Portia.
I know.
Life, baby.
Life, and it never ends.
We got you too hype about it.
Baby, let me tell you, honey, fans believe, y'all, that Nicki's latest Instagram video is aimed at Miss Remy Ma after Remy cussed, honey, out Nicki live on stage in New York over the weekend. That's in her video, honey, Nicki is about to board her private jet, honey, wearing, guess what, bitches?
Chanel,
baby, and calling out bitches, honey, who can't spell. Take a look.
Ooh. All right.
Attention. This is how bad business be in London and go to Prague. You put the kitty to spell Prague.
I'm sorry.
What?
Bitch, Miss Nicki walk was not cute. That walk was not cute, bitch. Oh, Miss Minaj, girl, you need to do it again. That was not a cute walk.
It was like a giraffe learning how to walk.
Yeah, she
was newborn.
Anyway, so Miss Portia, girl, honey, can you spell the word that Nicki was saying, honey, people can't spell?
Prague?
Yes. Take your time.
P-R-A-G-U-E.
Oh, bitch!
I'm right, baby.
Miss Portia spelled Prague.
I'm not the bitch you can't spell Prague.
Say, nah.
The show's over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com and take advantage of today's great deal. Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.